Before you start my time, I love you too. I love Floyd. I want to thank this church for being willing to host the discussion, and you for coming. James, you did a great job moderating the discussion. Thank you for doing that. And I want to thank Floyd. Special thanks to him for being willing to do it, for being willing to defend what he believes. Most people aren't willing to do that, but he is. We appreciate it. Now, I say this with all due respect to your sister Sylvia. I don't mean to say anything negative about her, but I have to respond to the argument. She got sick because Floyd said her talents were being bottled up, according to the psychologist. The first debate I ever had with the homosexuals, the gay church, was in Birmingham about 10 years ago. The fellow's name was gay preacher Craig Buller. I asked him about having another debate after that. He says, "No, I'll never debate you again." He says, "All of our people, they were brought up in churches, Baptist churches, whatever kind of churches, and they felt guilty about being gay in those churches. And they left and came to the Metropolitan Community Church where we say it's okay. And they felt so much better. Their conscience felt so much better. They didn't feel guilty anymore." Pat, we had that debate. There were about 150 gays there. We had that debate. They started having suicidal thoughts after the debate. "I'll never debate you again." I didn't intend for them to have suicidal thoughts. That was the farthest thing from my mind. But preaching the truth, that this was what the Bible taught, that they were in sin and they needed to repent, and it was clear in the Bible, they started feeling guilty again. And Greg did not want to. And it affected their physical makeup, how they felt physically. Greg didn't want to subject them to that again. Should I have stopped preaching against homosexuality because of that? Because it made them feel bad? Because that wasn't an intended effect, but because they had suicidal thoughts? Because maybe it made a few of them sick because they started feeling guilty again, like they should have felt guilty all along for living the homosexual lifestyle? Should I quit preaching against homosexuality because of that? And Floyd, that's in effect your argument, because your sister got sick because her talents were bottled up. Therefore, we ought to quit preaching the truth of the Bible. I found that a poor argument, Floyd. Then he said he knows the future. He knows that his son saw what happened at the Celtics-Lakers game. I was supposed to be the Celtics. Yeah, Matt Whiteboard could play. He knows the end of this game. He says, in the future, I don't know how many years, we'll just say 20, 30, whatever Floyd thinks, churches of Christ who oppose women preachers will have no moral credibility. He knows that's how it's going to end. It may end that way, Floyd. But what would you say about the gay issue? You know the gay issue. Episcopal Church is allowing it. More and more denominational churches are allowing gays to be considered faithful members, even preachers and priests in the church. I wonder if you'd say you know how that's going to end. I wonder if you'd say that 80 years from now, churches of Christ who oppose homosexuality will have no moral credibility. Would you, Floyd? Do you know how that game's going to end? If we know how that game's going to end, just if we predict that the churches of Christ are all going to leave the faith and say homosexuality is wrong, even though the Bible clearly condemns it, does that justify changing now and allowing homosexuality and saying it's okay, even though the Bible forbids it? If not, then why would the fact that you know the end game and you know, you think all the churches of Christ, or most of them, are going to leave the faith and allow women to preach, why would that justify us leaving the faith now and allowing women to preach against that verse? Why, Floyd? I don't think you can answer that. Let's look at what the Scriptures say and see if they're clear. Now remember, no Scriptures say the wives should be the leaders of the congregation. If some men in the past said that, they were evil men going against the Scriptures. But the Scriptures do say that women are not to teach nor to usurp authority over the man. It says this just as sure as it says that homosexuality is wrong. It says that it's wrong for women to be the preachers, to speak to the congregation when the assembly meets. It says that. And just as sure as it says that the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is in the Bible, and it condemns homosexuality in the Old Testament, in the same breath with having sex with an animal, Leviticus 23, just as sure as it does that, I'm sorry, Leviticus 18 and Leviticus 20, it says your women are to keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law, and if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. It doesn't matter about what we think is going to happen to the churches of Christ, what they're going to do 50 years from now. That doesn't matter. We should do our very best to keep that from happening if this is what the Scriptures say and that's what it says. Just like Floyd is going to do his very best to keep the churches of Christ from saying that homosexuality is okay. He's going to do his very best, even though he knows there's going to be churches of Christ in the future that are going to say it's okay. He's going to do his very best to oppose it. So even though we know, and there already are some churches of Christ, like the one in Valdosta that Floyd worships with, used to preach for, some churches of Christ that are saying it's okay for women to be preachers, we should do our very utmost to try to oppose that. After all, that's what serving the Lord means. It's doing what He says even when it's not popular. Are you just taking this position because you see it's going to be the most popular position? I don't think so. You're not that kind of man, but that's the kind of argument you're making. That's not the way you are. But you're saying the popular position 20 or 30 years from now is going to be this. The Church of Christ is going to be allowing women preachers, therefore we ought to. But I know you better than that, Floyd. You don't take a position just because it's going to be the popular position. The truth of the matter is we should take the scriptural position. And there it is, plain and simple and clear. How much time did you say?
4 hours.
So let's go back to our chart here. This is designed to be a little humorous, but I think it makes the point well, at least in my opinion. All of Floyd's arguments in this debate were made in an effort to prove that it is not a shame for women to speak in the church. Am I correct on that? Anybody here disagree with that? You can raise your hand. You don't have to speak. Even though 1 Corinthians 14:35 says it's a shame for women to speak in the church. The Bible says, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. Now, Floyd, you correct me if I'm wrong, but you're saying, don't let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is permitted unto them to speak. Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong. That's what you're saying, and that's what the Bible's saying. Am I wrong if that's what the Bible says? Am I wrong if that's what you're saying? I don't think you think I'm wrong. I think that I'm representing it fairly, aren't I, Floyd? I believe Floyd would admit his arguments are made to support this conclusion. Again, let's go back to the thing that I find humorous. We have two choices here. It is a shame for women to speak in the church, that's the choice I'm going to choose. Is everybody here understand that that's the choice I'm going to choose? It is a shame for women to speak in the church. I think after all these speeches, you're about ready to go home. You've heard it so many times. You know that's the one I'm going to choose. Does anybody here not know why I would choose it's a shame for women to speak in the church? Anybody here not know the reason? Now, does anybody here that doesn't think that Floyd would choose this one? This is the one Floyd's going to choose. It is not a shame for women to speak in the church. That's the one he's going to choose. Any doubt about that? Now, let's go back to the most important question. It doesn't really matter which one I would choose, or Floyd would choose, or James would choose, or Mr. Puckett would choose. It's a matter of which of the above do you think God would choose? Now, God would either, it's not both, because these are opposites. Either it is a shame for women to speak in the church, or it is not a shame for women to speak in the church. Which one would God choose? Now, did God write the Bible? Did He write 1 Corinthians 14? Did Paul not say in verse 37 that the things that he wrote were commandments of the Lord? So which one would the Lord choose? It is a shame for women to speak in the church, or it is not a shame for women to speak in the church? Remember what God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat, you shall surely die. And Satan said, you shall not die. Isn't that pretty similar to what's going on in this debate? The Bible says it is a shame for women to speak in the church. My friend, who I love dearly, Floyd Rose, says it's not a shame for women to speak in the church. How is he doing any differently than what Satan was doing in the Garden of Eden? Nothing. He's not doing anything differently. Now, he's sincere about it. I doubt Satan was, but I think Floyd is. Floyd is just off track. He's too involved, too desirous of wanting to allow women to preach, possibly because he was mistreated when he was young because he was black. He's too desirous of that to see clearly what the Bible says. You've got to forget about what you want, Floyd, and decide you want what the Lord wants. And here's what the Lord said. I don't allow a woman to teach nor usurp authority of the man but to be in silence. Now, I didn't write that. If I were writing the Bible, I wouldn't put that in there. I'd let the women teach. I'd let them if it were my choice. But it's not my choice. It's just like it's not my choice about whether or not people have to be baptized to be saved. If it were my choice, I'd say no. Then more people could be saved. But it's not my choice. That's not my choice. If it were my choice, I'd never say we had to withdraw from an erring member. I wouldn't want to do that. But we have to because the Lord says to. If it were my choice, I'd never say anything like this. Let your women keep silence in the church where it's not permitted unto them to speak. But it's not my choice, Floyd. That's the Lord's choice. And if I love the Lord, really love the Lord, I will accept His choice. Because the only measure of loving the Lord is when you obey Him when you don't agree with it. It's easy for me to eat chocolate ice cream if He tells me to do that. But if He tells me to eat liver or black olives, I'm not going to want to do that. But if I love Him, I'll do it. That's when I prove that I love Him. The Bible says it's a shame for women to speak in the church. And that's why I say what I say.